this is what I said to myself. If I could just wake up every day and do three things toward my acting career, then I was going to be successful. I mean, really, just three things. And no, calling my agent wasn't one of those three things.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
And welcome back to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. Really great that you're here today. I hope this is going to be a fun podcast today because we're going to be answering your questions. I've received a lot of questions, and I really feel like this is now the time. I better get to some of the answers. So I'm a casting director and casting partner with McCorkle Casting in New York, and I love giving advice, and this podcast is for you, so thank you so much for listening. This is the moment in the podcast where I just want to reiterate that you can find out more about Casting Actors Cast by going to the website, ironically enough, entitled Casting Actors Cast. And go ahead and click that dive into the talent pool section, and you can leave me any kind of a message. You could be one of those people whose questions I answer in a future podcast. Again, I keep on saying this, but I'm just never going to stop saying how grateful I am, truly, that you've chosen to spend a little time with me today, and hopefully you've told your friends about Casting Actors Cast, and I really look forward to doing future podcasts, and I only do this because I get responses from people like you, so please keep the responses. If you're having a good time, if there are subjects that you think I should cover, I'm more than happy to do that too. If you're not having a good time, tell me why. What can I do to make this a better podcast for you? Because that's why I'm doing this stuff. I'm hopefully giving back information and giving you some insights that I frankly didn't receive when I started acting. And I quit acting a while ago, but now that I'm a casting director, I can really, I think, give back some of that information that either I didn't get or maybe some insights that I have now based on the years of experience of doing this. So again, that's my long-winded thank you very much for listening. But let's jump right into it, shall we? So I love getting emails. I love getting messages, especially when those messages have questions attached. So I thought I would answer some questions today. And I'd love to know what you think about some of the answers I give. Maybe you have some different insights, and I'm happy to share those as well. So this is a message that I received rather recently from, and I'm going to use first names only, from Gia, G-A-I-A, Gaia. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Forgive me if I'm not. And here is Gaia's question. Hi, I was wondering what your opinion was on what age you should begin acting. How do you find auditions and such? And what websites should we sign up for? I'm 16 years old, and I know for certain that I wanted to become an actress for screen. I found your podcast and have been listening and taking notes. However, I don't know how or when to start. Please help. Thank you. So thank you so much, Guy. I really appreciate the question, and bless your heart. You're 16 years old, and this is something that you really are interested in pursuing. I think that's great. And I really love the fact that you are reaching out to get some answers to these questions. So I'm going to do my best and answer the question. And I want to answer the question more directly, I'm afraid, than I'm able to, because here's why. There are a lot of different variables. The variables about where you are living, the variables about how much access you have to what's going on in your area. If there's not a lot going on and you know that this is something you want to pursue, I suggest you use your local area as the primary resource to get as much information you can about the scene that's going on where you live first. I just think that that's a great foundation, especially if you don't have any training, if you haven't seen yourself in front of the television camera, if you haven't had any kind of formal instruction. My suggestion is that you try that first, that you don't get so anxious about leaving where you are and jumping in to New York or Los Angeles or Atlanta or Chicago, because those are all great places where people are having and making livings and having careers. But frankly, I am a little bit nervous about sort of just jumping 100% into deciding that this is what you want, unless and until you've had a lot of really good practical experience first. And I'm sure your parents will have something to say about that as well. So I think it's a great idea, but for example, there are some colleges and universities in your area, perhaps, that have a theater course or theater training. Perhaps a professor there might be somebody that would take you under their wing and maybe give you some private coaching or instruction. I'm sure there are probably people in your area that could help you join a local group, a community theater. Those are all the kinds of things that I think you should really explore first, just to see what's there and how it feels. It's like buying a new pair of shoes. Sometimes the shoes feel great and they look great and they're right. And then sometimes they might look great, or the idea of the shoes may look great, but then after you wear them on your feet for a few hours, you're going like, oh my God, this kind of hurts and this doesn't feel that cool. So that might be the case in terms of looking at a new acting career. So I'm excited to share with you that there are a lot of websites out there as well. But I wouldn't necessarily jump into signing up or signing into any of these websites until you've gotten plenty of research. And that research is, for example, if you want to be a film actress, then you should definitely look at websites that are geared toward Los Angeles filmmaking. One of the areas that you can do that is LinkedIn, for example, has some really great groups that you can join based on Los Angeles actors. There's also Facebook pages that have groups. You can even form your own group. Find out if there are other people in similar situations, and then you can have a discussion. Knowledge is power, and the more knowledge you have about how to pursue a career like this, the better. Now, the other variable is whether you are castable now, or maybe this is something that over a little period of time, as you grow up and you get a little more experience, maybe that's a better fit for you. I guess what I'm trying to say is some 16-year-olds have careers in acting because they have good balanced training and they look like they're 16 years old, and that becomes a really good match for some of the film and television projects that are out there. But know that behind that 16-year-old are agents, managers, and really, most importantly, I think, is supportive parents or guardians that are there to help make sure that you are safe and that you are doing the thing that you want to do. So those are some things to consider, and I hope that that was helpful to you. Thanks a lot for the question. Really appreciate it. So this one is a new one from Gabrielle. And I wrote to Gabrielle because she was kind of telling me that, well, I'm going to read a couple of our correspondence back and forth, just so you get a little bit of the background. It says, "Hello, Jeffrey. I listen to your podcast while I'm at my day job. It really gets me through the day. I've been in film as a director and writer for 7 years, and acting is my passion. I just wanted to introduce myself." And she goes on to tell me exactly who she is and her website, and it's really very friendly, and I wrote her back, "So cool to hear from you. You are the reason I do the podcast. Please feel free to let me know if there's anything you would like me to chat about. Stay well." And I loved her YouTube channel, by the way, but because I haven't gotten permission to give you the channel, I'm not going to do that at this moment. But it was really a really nice piece of work, and I really appreciated the correspondence. So then she wrote me back, and she wrote, "Thank you very much. I do have a few topics that I would love to get your take on. This is my predicament. I live in Miami, and the film scene here is mostly Spanish TV and adult entertainment. While I am bilingual and a legal adult, LOL, none of these areas interest me. So a few months ago, I went to LA to test the waters a bit. I've heard everything from stay home, become one of the big fish in your own pond first, to move out to LA as soon as possible. There's no hope in Miami. And I am torn. I constantly have to ask myself if I should stay where I have connections and try to grow here, or just jump into the deep end where I know it's heavily saturated, that I might get lost in a sea of faces. Also, I'm not sure if this has been covered yet in the podcast, but what is your advice for someone like me that wants to leave their survival job and pursue acting full time? I appreciate your thoughts and your time very deeply. Thanks again. So thank you, Gabrielle. That was a really great couple of questions there, and I'm going to do my best to try and answer them. And once again, I'm in a position where there are so many variables to your question that I'm afraid one answer is not going to be a perfect fit for you. And here are those variables. One is, living in Miami, have you expired all of the resources that might be available there? Florida happens to be a right-to-work state, which means oftentimes there are opportunities existing in Florida that you might not find elsewhere. And so if you feel confident that you've explored those opportunities, then by all means, you should take a look at Los Angeles, take a look at New York. Also, don't forget that Atlanta is a little more close, and there's a lot of really cool work being done in Atlanta. Plus, I'm not sure if your primary interest is in theater or film. Suffice it to say that theater still seems to be kind of a New York central or Chicago central location for theater work, although there are exceptions to that. But also there's a lot of great theater in Florida. There's Florida Studio Theater, there's Oslo Repertory Company. A lot of the universities have their own professional and or student productions. Also, there are some great schools in Florida that might have some film production companies, things like that. In other words, I guess what I'm saying is to explore locally and then put yourself out there after you've done that exploration. And here's the reason why. It's such a true statement that you're making when you talk about going to Los Angeles and being one of many faces in a sea of faces in Los Angeles. And that really is true. And also, Los Angeles depends really heavily on representation. The way you get those auditions literally are through your agent or manager in Los Angeles. And while that is also true in New York, it's not quite as true because there are other opportunities in New York, more theater opportunities, that sort of thing, that you might not find the same quantity in Los Angeles. So wouldn't it be a good idea if you had some film work on you, either through local film school in universities, or whether it be in small non-union productions that are shooting in Florida? Those might be worth considering first, because the first question when you get to all Los Angeles invariably is, do you have a reel? And it's good that actors know what a reel is. If you listen to this podcast, you'll know what that's all about. But what they're asking for is literally a sense of how you look on camera. And the more you have in terms of material, the more that you can edit it down to a 3 to 5 minute video of you playing different characters. That not only gives us an idea of what you look on camera, but it also shows us some acting range. A lot of actors go to New York without being, or Los Angeles, without being equipped with that kind of material. And then they end up spending gobs of money to have that material shot for them. And it's invariably not quite as good as if it's a real production in a real company that's shooting something. So that's why it's really important that you take careful consideration about exploring all of your options locally first. And that'll also give you, I think, a level of confidence about your choice and your decision. Now, the second part of your question is also really interesting. And I'm all about survival jobs. But I also know that in order to really become a professional actor, there comes a point where you have to make a decision about the survival job versus the job you came to town to do, which is act. So here's the thing. A lot of actors come to New York, and I'm only speaking about New York now because that's kind of my home and that's what I know a lot about. And a lot of actors will say, okay, I'm going to do this bartending job, or I'm going to do this waiter or waitressing job just to make keep money coming in to so I can afford to live here. And then I'm just going to go out and audition for as many things as I can. And that's very noble. And that's a really great idea. Here's the problem. You know, waiters and bartenders, they work so hard. And many, many times waiter or waitresses have shifts that take them late into the evening, which means they're not going to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning to go to an equity principal audition for a new show. They're just not. They're going to be too exhausted. They're not going to feel good about themselves, and it's going to be a waste of time for them. And so what happens is there's a level of frustration about that that keeps on building. Here I came to New York to be an actor, and now I'm being pulled or taken away from that thing I love doing in order to survive. That's a really sad and difficult situation for a lot of folks. Another one is bartender. You know, if you're the bartender that closes up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, hard to think that you're going to be fresh as a daisy to do a film audition or screen test for a TV show at 6 a.m. and book it. It's just logistically, it just becomes really, really hard. And so if there is a survival job that you can do in conjunction with your acting career that doesn't take that kind of physical toll on you, then that might be a job that you could still hang on to without having to sort of ditch the money stream coming in order to pursue acting. And finally, if you really are interested in just being an actor and wanting to do that, then by all means, stick with the job until you can save enough money. And my suggestion, this might be hard, and I'm sure there may be pushback about this, and that's fine, but you really need 6 months worth of living expenses to come to a city to start a new career. And that means rent, food, all of those other things that life brings you, those are expenses that you have to be able to account for. So if you have deep pockets or you're able to save your money, that might be a really wise choice as well. So I hope that's helpful to you. I certainly don't want to be discouraging to anyone that has an interest in being an actor. It's a special calling, and it's a really fantastic community of people. And the acting community seems to get smaller and smaller the longer I'm doing it. And as far as other people in the profession, agents and managers and casting directors, we're all in this to try and make the world a better place. It sounds a little overly noble, perhaps, but I really feel that way. So it's a special kind of group, actors. We certainly couldn't do our job as casting directors without actors. So we are extremely supportive of whatever it takes for you to fulfill your dream and to make it, whatever that means for you, whatever success means to you. We hope that that's part of what happens. Looks like our time is up for today. We're in that 20, almost 21 minute mark, and I like to keep these short because I don't really want to take up too much of your valuable time, but I hope it's been helpful for you today. Please, please consider sending me a question, and responding is my pleasure. And thanks for listening to Casting Actors Cast.
Been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.